Have you ever just wanted to hide? Hide from the world? Hide from maybe one person in particular? Maybe hide from a boss or a friend? Maybe a family member? Well, where do you go to hide? Under a pillow? Locked inside your house? We can even hide behind our social profiles, showing the world one image of our lives while hiding behind the truth. Do you remember playing hide and seek as a child? Finding the perfect place to hide? Hearing the other people looking for you everywhere as you hide securely behind the drapes? Feeling safe until suddenly the drapes are pulled back and everyone starts running around and screaming. Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 139 is hide and seek. For those days that you want to hide from God, but learning the truth that He is always seeking and will always find you. So to begin your meditation, just slip into a time and a place where you feel safe, maybe even hidden. Do you want to hide today, or do you want to be found? You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 as well as Psalm chapter 119, and respond with, Lord God, thank you for finding me. Before you formed me in the womb, you knew me and approved me as your chosen instrument. Lord God, thank you for finding me. And before I was born, you consecrated me to be your own. Lord God, thank you for finding me. Your hands have made me and established me. Lord God, thank you for finding me. Give me understanding and a teachable heart that I may learn your commandments. Lord God, thank you for finding me. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, moving from hidden thoughts to open, moving from secret thoughts to revealed thoughts, and from thoughts about you to thoughts about God. Let the silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God's seeking, alert to His Spirit discovering you, and mindful of Christ finding you as you become more aware of your quiet breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes, and let's continue by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale quietly, can He hear you? Are you still enough? Can He see you moving? Begin to whisper silently, Lord God, I am here. Please find me. Lord God, here I am. As you breathe deeply, ponder what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you about God. Lord God, please find me now. Continue in silent prayer as you become more aware of God seeking you, How are you aware of his efforts to find you right now? Well, in your mind's eye, consider places that you could hide right now. Where do you hide from God when you don't want to be found? Where do you go to escape from his gaze? Your mind may wander as you consider it, and that's fine. I give you permission to wander. But return then back to the truth that he has found you. Now in still silence, listen to the first of three readings, each the same root verse, but expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen how the words impact you. Eternal words from Psalm chapter 139, verses 13 and 14 from the New International Version. Listen carefully. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. What did you hear? Did something surprise you? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around that passage? Well, rest here considering how easy it is for him to find you because you've never really hidden from him. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very, very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. What did you notice or become more aware of? Let your mind drift through the imagery now of being discovered, of not being able to hide from him. How does that feel? And where do you feel it? Rest there now in quiet meditation. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, let's go back to your game, lingering there for a minute longer. When you start the game of hide and seek, did you have a secret place that you used to run to? You hear the distant counting, 10, 9, 8, 7. You make it to your hiding spot just in time, safe and secure. 6, 5, 4. You freeze, barely breathing. 3, 2, 1. You hear the searching, running through every room in the house, looking everywhere for you. Then you hear them in the room where you're hiding. Your heart is racing, you're shaking. Then the door opens, the sheets pull back, the box is overturned. You are revealed. Stay in that moment here. As you were playing hide and seek in your imagination, discern God's presence here, now, as you consider how you play the game now, today, with God. Where do you hide? Why are you hiding from Him? Well, allow the Holy Spirit to transform your thoughts from losing, if you are found, to winning, if you are found. You don't lose the game if you are found by God. You win when you are found. In this time of continued meditation, feel His loving, accepting, caring arms as He finds you, and you win. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of surrender to God. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, thank you for finding me. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Find, being found, being discovered by a seeking God. With your eyes still closed, let me pray now that you not hide from God, but seek Him as He seeks you, as you rejoice in being found by the God that formed your inward parts, who covered you in your mother's hiding place, who made you into a marvelous work, and who knows your soul very well, and you can never hide from Him. Now may the Lord bless you, smile upon you, and be gracious to you. May He show you His favor and give you His peace through Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will surely face moments when you want to hide, escape. And those feelings are real, but in those moments, ask the Holy Spirit to move your thoughts from successfully hiding to winning by being found. Consider, too, how you can spontaneously help a friend or a random stranger be discovered. Maybe call them by name, look at them, see them. How can you discover someone today? So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, expect to be sought after and expect to be found. Even as you hide, it may be there that you will most likely encounter God.